And now it's time for the Long Island Abate Motorcycle Show. Here's your host, Jim Barr.
Good morning. This is Jim from the Long Island Abate Motorcycle Show. I'd like to thank you for joining us again this week. And today's episode is going to be about the upcoming Veterans Appreciation Run that we're going to be holding on June 22nd. And in the studio to discuss that show is going to be Bill Quinn, Long Island Abate's treasurer and the chairperson of that event. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, everybody.
And we also have Nancy G., Long Island Abate's public relations officer, website manager, and newsletter editor, and a member of the Patriot Guard Riders, and a lot of military, does a lot of military activities herself. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, everybody.
Okay, I believe the phones are ringing. I believe Senator Lee Zeldin is calling in.
This is Senator Zeldin. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Senator. Doing fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Glad you got up so early to give us a call. We really appreciate it.
Of course. It's good to be with you, and thanks for what your organization is doing for many years to help our veterans community in promoting safe rides.
Well, it's our pleasure, and we're very honored to have you as a member of our organization. We certainly appreciate your support and your membership. As you know, Long Island Abate is now its own entity, and we have our own chapter going, and as of January 1st, we're up over 900 members already, and you're among them, and I'd like to thank you very much for that support.
I'm honored to be with the group. You have a great organization and some pretty awesome members, so I know I'm in good company.
All right, I'd like to turn the microphone over to Bill Quinn. As I said, Bill Quinn is the chair of the Veterans Appreciation Run. This is really his baby.
Good morning, Senator. Glad to have you here. I want to thank you for your services. I understand that you're still active in the military.
Yeah, I still serve as a major in the Army Reserves, drill upstate in Schenectady, and it's an honor and privilege to serve.
God bless you, and thank you for your service. We appreciate everything that you do. And one day, if you ever become a veteran, we'll get you out on the run as the Grand Marshal. But right now, we know you're active, but we do support organizations that still help our active duty military, such as Jacob's Light, which is one of them, and the Blue Star Moms. I know you're very interested in helping our returning veterans with the post-traumatic stress disorder. That's another one of the things that we're very interested in, such as the 911 veterans that do a lot of fundraising with the PFC Joseph Dwyer run that's coming up, I believe, on June 29th. I remember in the past I've seen you at that run several times, reaching out and throwing your support for veterans. Post-traumatic stress disorder is, one of the leading problems that we have with some of our returning vets. I mean, in the past, they didn't have to do these multiple tours, but now we're asking the same people to go out time and time again. And we're glad that for everything that you're doing to help them out, but on the grassroots level, you can be assured that Long Island Abate is right there with you.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all. Some amazing members. You guys have been active in all sorts of great veterans causes and organizations. You're supporting some other organizations who are making sure that our veterans know that their service is appreciated and they're not alone.
Absolutely. Another one of the hot issues today are the problems that are supposedly in the VA system. I got to tell you, I've used the VA system here on Long Island. I have to say that they're totally outstanding. They do a fabulous job for our veterans. I've never experienced a problem here. I can't commend them enough for their professionalism. And one of the things that we do with the funds from the run is they have a canteen program, and Long Island Abate actually funds a script program where if there's a veteran in need up at the VA and he needs a haircut or a shaving cream, razor blades, he goes to the volunteers. It's run by Rich Kitson. I don't know if you're familiar with Rich. He's with the VVA Chapter 11 out in Farmingville.
Sure.
And he, they distribute the script, and we're so proud that we can fund that every year. And in addition to funding that, we with the VVA 11, Vietnam Veterans 11, Chapter 11, we also provide funds for their anonymous fuel and food program for particularly Vietnam veterans that are in need, and also any veterans that they're aware of. And again, we appreciate all your support and getting behind these causes.
Absolutely. We have one of the highest vets population in the entire country right here in Suffolk County on Long Island. So veterans, World War II, to the current conflicts, and it's just a life mission of mine to make sure that all of them know that there are a lot of very grateful people here in our community who are willing to lend a helping hand. And they really need to know that they're not by themselves. We're ready to help.
Well, we appreciate all your support and concern, and we're concerned as well. On some of the other things that we do, we do a couple of things for active duty military. We do the Jacob's Light. They have a packing program every month, and where they send packages out to veterans. This was started by Doreen Kenny. Her son, Jacob, he was killed in Iraq, and before he passed on, while in service to our country, she was sending packages to his friends that hadn't received anything, and he encouraged his mom to do that. And after she lost her son, she continues, and they've sent over 500,000 pounds of things that were donated through her organization to our troops overseas. And I'm again, we're so glad that some of the monies that we raise on this Veterans Run goes to that cause.
Yeah, and there's so many veterans who have benefited from the generosity of Doreen and her team. And it's almost therapeutic in a way with any type of nonsense we have to deal with in life to be able to go to a packing. And it's just, I mean, you are completely surrounded with patriotic Americans, Long Islanders filled with goodwill who want to help our soldiers and say thank you. It's a great cause.
Oh, absolutely. And another groups that we get involved with, the American Legions, the Marine Corps League, the U.S. Marine Corps Veterans of Long Island, all these grassroots organizations that are there for our veterans and active duty military.
Yeah, so many great causes. And, you know, sometimes you see the same face getting involved in 6 or 10 different groups. It's pretty cool. I mean, there's, you know, we read in the paper what sells papers sometimes is some of the negative aspects of life and human nature. But some of these feel-good stories, they're happening all day, every day in our neighborhoods.
And they can't happen enough for our veterans because, you know, we're Long Island Bay. You know, our motto is we're dedicated to the freedom of the road. But I always say, where would our freedoms be if it wasn't for the men and women that were willing to put on the uniform of the United States of America, defend our rights, our overall rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, freedom of speech, freedom to assemble. That's all of these wonderful things that we enjoy. We get because of the strong people that are willing to stand up, from such as yourself, Senator. And again, I appreciate all of your service as someone that's still in the military as an officer. And again, we can't commend you enough.
Well, thank you. And again, it's great to be on talking about these causes. And for everyone, I'm sure if they're listening to this program, they have red, white, and blue in their veins as well.
Well, I know, and can you tell us on some of the things you may be working on up in Albany? I know you're a busy man, and we don't want to take a lot of your time, but you're very active. You're always there for us, and we appreciate it. And I'm sure there's some hot issues now that you're contending with.
Yeah, I mean, we're at the end of session. The legislature is in session from January to June. Towards the end of session, a lot of the bills are passed. Many of which all year long impact our vets. In this year's state budget, we expanded the PSB Joseph Dwyer program, which was created in the 2012-2013 state budget. It started in 4 counties, one of which was Suffolk, to provide peer support for our vets with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury. In last year's budget, we expanded it to 11 counties, and this year's budget, we expanded it to 12, and we're helping a lot of veterans right in our own backyard, literally saving lives. There are initiatives up here to help our businesses that are hiring veterans, giving them credits to incentivize the hiring of vets, especially disabled veterans. You know, there's many great ideas here on how to best serve our vets population. And it's something that does and really should transcend partisan politics. Regardless of whether you are a Republican or a Democrat or neither, you're in some other party. When you're talking about our veterans, that really is something that should bring everyone together, and there should be no letters next to your name.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more.
Senator, is there anything else that you would like to bring up before we conclude?
No, I'm just really grateful for everything that you're doing. You're very active in the community. I've seen you up in Albany lobbying for good, important legislation impacting the community. You go above and beyond, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for the Abate organization. Grateful for the fact that you're continuing to grow. People are becoming more and more aware of what you're doing. And, on behalf of the residents of the 3rd Senate District, and there's over 300,000 of us who, each and every day, more and more of us are aware of what you're up to. We just all want to say thank you for what you're doing and keep it up.
Well, that's our pleasure. That's why we're here. But thank you very much for noticing and recognizing it. We do appreciate that. And I'd like to thank you very much for calling in, taking the time out of your busy day. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the weekend. And I hope we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a break, hear a word from our sponsors. And when we come back, Nancy's going to take over as host of the show. Please stay tuned.
If you ride, you likely know the name Mitchell Proner, the attorney who handles more motorcycle accident cases each year than the average lawyer sees in a lifetime. A longtime biker and advocate for riders' rights, Mitchell has settled or tried motorcycle cases to verdicts in at least 30 New York County Supreme Courts. But what you might not be aware of is his unmatched pro bono record with many motorcycle rights organizations, including Long Island Abate. That's why they recommend Mitchell's latest free rider resource, the Motorcyclist's Handbook. Each page delivers strategies for staying safe and making sure you and your family are prepared in the unfortunate event of a motorcycle accident. So grab your free copy today at bikerhelp.com or call 1-800-PRO-LAW-1. For the last 25 years, motorcycle accident victims and their families have turned to Mitchell for advice. Remember, if you or a loved one is injured in a motorcycle accident, call 1-800-PRO-LAW-1 or visit bikerhelp.com. And don't forget to grab the Motorcyclist's Handbook for free. Again, call 1-800-PRO-LAW or bikerhelp.com.
Attention contractors and all business owners. Not happy with your insurance agent or broker? Are you just paying too much? Specialized Insurance opens 7 a.m. A five-minute call can save you up to 50%. Call 631-758-6780. We insure all types of businesses, including property, workers' comp, and liability. Specialized Insurance can even package all your policies together. Any business, any size. We don't charge fees for certificates or New York Comp fund renewals. Celebrating 22 years in business. Are you tired of paying too much for your auto, home, flood, motorcycle, or any of your insurance? Just one call does it all. Call Specialized Insurance at 631-758-6780 for all of your insurance needs, including life and health and anything else. More coverage, less money. There's no need to go anywhere else. Let Specialized Insurance help you save with over 50 companies to choose from. We do the shopping for you. We also have homeowners warranties. Never pay for a repair again. Call 631-758-6780 or log on to specializedinsurance.com.
Download our app at smmm.com. US.
Need a motorcycle license? Get one in less than 3 hours for experienced riders. Avoid the tickets or having your bike impounded. Get legal the quick and easy way at Steve's Motorcycle School. Thinking about riding? Lessons are one-on-one. No group training. Patient-friendly instructors teach at your ability, not you keeping up with a group. Easy-to-ride motorcycles are supplied that are perfect to learn on. Steve's also offers discounts for motorcycle club members and groups. Visit online at stevesmotorcycleschool.com or call 631-REV-RIDE. That's 631-738-7433.
Over 20 years of motorcycle training experience. Licensed by New York State DMV.
Welcome back. This is Nancy from Long Island Abate. I'm filling in for Jim for the next 15 minutes. I got some big shoes to fill in. First, I want to say Happy Father's Day. It's Father's Day, and I like to say Happy Father's Day to everybody who's listening. The other thing really quick, I wanted to give out a shout-out to Patrick Jones. He's the president of the Chicago Abate. They do their meetings, and they had one of our shirts on, so I told him I'd do our radio show with his shirt on. So here I am sitting with the Chicago, Illinois Abate shirt. So it looks good. What do you think, Bill?
I think it looks very good.
It looks nice.
I have to say, Nancy, everything looks good on you.
Oh, thank you. And I would like to, if it's okay, send him one of our a Veterans Appreciation shirt when we get them. They're going to be beautiful.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. So today's show is about the Veterans Appreciation Run, which is going to be next Sunday. A sign-up is from 9 to 11 at the Elks Lodge over in Riverhead. And we're going to talk about that. I just wanted to mention that we are accepting donations on our website, www.longislandabate.org. It is set up. So if you make a donation, those donations will also be matched by the three private donors. So your $1 or $20 will be $4 or $40. So I'm going to ask Bill a couple of questions. I just wanted to, I was thinking about this today. What is the history? I know it started out as the Montauk invasion. Was that a veterans run or was that just invading Montauk?
Well, actually, in the beginning, it was a way for us to increase the membership. What we did with that run, they called it the Montauk invasion. And some years they had over 1,000 participants. We've never hit that number yet. I'd love to hit that number. But in the past, it's always been 200 to 300 motorcyclists have come out. But what they would do is they would, anybody that came on that run and joined debate, they wouldn't have to pay for that run. So it was a way for us to build the membership up. But after 9/11, we changed the philosophy of the run. We renamed it the Veterans Appreciation Run to Montauk. And the funds initially were going through the veterans outreach programs of the Riverhead Elks, who we still support with this run. But we expanded it. We got three sponsors. The three sponsors that we have now is a private individual and two private foundations. And currently, they'll match whatever the motorcycle community raises on this run. And I want to mention that Abate, in our last meeting, agreed to absorb any and all expenses that, as we have in the past, that occur to put this run on. In other words, we have the flags. Every U.S. Navy veteran, we're going to honor the naval services this year. Every U.S. Navy veteran and every U.S. Marine veteran is going to get a 3-foot by 5-foot flag. And Abate is going to absorb that cost. It's not going to come out of any of these proceeds. So the $20 that a rider pays and the $10 a passenger, that's all going to get quadrupled and go to veterans' causes on Long Island. We also, everybody that comes on the run gets a little stick flag. It's 3 inches by 6 inches, I believe. And every veteran, regardless of what service he's in, he or she is in, they're going to get another stick flag for the that represents the branch of their service. So we're very, very excited about this run. Last week on Wednesday, Chris Lurie, our road captain, and I, we went out and mapped the run. It's going to be different this year. We're going to stay out of the downtowns. It's going to be so scenic. If you golf, we're going to go past 4 golf courses. So keep your eyes peeled for errant balls coming overhead, because some of the roads are going to take us right through the golf courses. It's absolutely going to be gorgeous. We're hoping for a good day and a good turnout.
So the word is four.
The word is four. And
watch out for flying golf balls.
But you will have your helmets on, so it shouldn't be too bad.
Wear your helmets.
And again, it's a long run, so be prepared to have your tank full. I mean, it's a scenic route. But you're probably not going to get out of third gear too much on this run, so be prepared to burn up a little gasoline. But we're going to have a lot of fun. And again, normally, in the past, we've gone out to the Village Green in Montauk. We're going to go all the way out to Montauk Point, and we're going to wind up in Montauk County Park. And it's absolutely breathtaking, the scenery over there. We overlook Deep Wells Ranch. It's the oldest cattle ranch in the United States. In fact, I didn't realize this. I looked into the park, the history of the park, and it was the first cowboys were actually from Long Island, the first cowboys in the United States. That was a place where they had cattle drives from Patchogue, and they bring all the cattle out to Montauk Point because it's surrounded by water on three sides so they could keep them penned in the meadows there. And that's the history of it. And then another interesting part of it is after the Spanish-American War, when Teddy Roosevelt charged up San Juan Hill, when they brought all the soldiers back, they were worried about contagious diseases. So 28,000 of them were camped out where we're going to end the run over at Montauk County Park. And it's absolutely going to be a beautiful time. And the icing on the cake for this run is that Cyril Fitzsimmons, a an Irish national at the time, enlisted in the Marine Corps and fought in Vietnam. He was wounded. He's got the Purple Heart. He's still limping from his wounds. But he's going to host us at his restaurant in Amagansett. He's going to feed us for free. And last year, in addition to feeding us, he gave us a donation of $2,000 on the day of the run, which, again, that turned into $8,000 that went for our veterans' causes. So I can't thank Cyril enough for all he does for us and all of the support. We saw him last week, and he's all set to go. He just wants to get a rough idea of how many of us are coming out. I'd hope we can overwhelm him. So bring a friend. If you came last year, try to get somebody else to come with you. It's well worth it.
Okay. I know he also has the Abate sign still hanging up there on the fence, so he definitely, he loves us. You know, when I saw him a couple of weeks ago, he was very much looking forward to this.
Yeah, absolutely. He's behind us 100%, and he's one of the people that really makes this run, I think, one of the best runs around. And again, it's a long run. I mean, I don't know how many miles it is, probably over 50 miles, but the way we're going through the back roads with some breathtaking scenery. In fact, you're going to look at some homes that you're going to say, oh my God, I didn't know they existed on Long Island. I just couldn't believe the route we took. It's just absolutely fabulous. So it should be a good scenic route.
I think I did this run for the first time maybe 4 years ago, five, and I have to say it is my favorite run. It is. It's my favorite area to go to, and it's a great run.
We try to organize. We have some great people helping us out. The Enders Motorcycle Club, they've been road guarding for us because they're very familiar with the streets out there. They get us through. We try to have a minimal impact on the traffic. We want to be respectful to the people that are out there, try not to inconvenience them. But I think if they really know what we're doing and the end result, I think they'll understand they have to wait a couple of minutes for us to pass by.
Okay. You have anything special going on the morning of when we're signing up, registering?
Well, you know, again, when we register, you're going to get to meet some of the veterans that are coming out. Well, one of the veterans is a gentleman that we had last year, Mike. Mike, he was in the United States Navy, and he actually landed on Omaha Beach on June 6th, 1944. He was an 18-year-old kid. He was a gunner on an LST, and they were ferrying over the 1st Armored Division, and we actually found a picture online of his LST 350 unloading the tanks on D-Day, June 6, 1944, 70 years later, and he's still going strong. I mean, I see him up at the Red River Inn, and he's dancing. He drinks his scotch, and he smokes his cigarettes, but, you know, it's kept him going, and God bless him. When I grow up, I want to be like Mike. I keep saying that. The other gentleman that we have, an honored veteran, is Frank Kiss. Frank Kiss was a Marine during the Korean War. He's still a Marine. Once a Marine, you're always a Marine. He was a Marine. He was in the Marines during the Korean War, and he was a tanker. And the tank he was in had four tankers, and his job was as a loader. But they were using the tanks to evacuate the wounded Marines. There were about six of them on his tank, and he was concerned with their safety. They weren't using the big guns, so he climbed out of the tank, and he kept them together, kept them on the tank, kept them from falling over. He was wounded five times. He got the Purple Heart, and he got the Silver Star. The Silver Star is the third highest award you can get for bravery in the service to the United States. So he's coming out, so he's a very special person, and I'm going to be so happy when we all get to meet Frank Kiss. He's a true American hero.
He's a good cook.
Well, that's his son. His son's a good cook, and his son's another Marine, another jawhead. So he's going to be there also.
Okay, cool. All right, so again, it's on Sunday, June 22nd. It's $20 a rider, $10 a passenger. We're going to sign up at the Elks, which is on 1239 East Main Street in Riverhead. So the other thing, when we have the run, the nice part about the run is the after run, which is the dinner that we have. When we the last 2 years we've had it in October, where we disperse all this money that we raise. I know, speaking for myself, I'm with the Patriot Guard, and the last 2 years we've received money, donations from Long Island Debate towards our Hoth program, which is help on the home front. One little piece of that is once a month we visit the VA hospital at Northport. At Building 92, and we bring them birthday cake and White Castle burgers, and you know, we play bingo with them, and it's the nursing rehab center, and we have guys there like Smiley and Tom and Kermit and Seymour, and every month we go visit them, and we use those funds to help us, you know, bring them the birthday cake, and it's really a nice thing. So we really appreciate it from Abate getting that donation. And I know the other organizations as well, if you want to talk about those.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Patriot Guard, that's an outstanding group of people. You know, motorcyclists in the past have always had trouble with an image, but I'm going to tell you something. You see the Patriot Guard, and you see those motorcyclists standing there with an American flag, whether it's escorting a funeral, whether it's welcoming a kid home, it just creates such a positive patriotic image for us. So I can't thank the Patriot Guard riders enough for all that they do for our veterans and our active duty military.
I will say personally, last year I was very pleasantly surprised that I got my new flag. You know, I hear Bill Quinn in the middle of this huge field saying, okay, the first flag is going out to the civilian. Nancy G, where are you? So I carry it. I use it all the time. So I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, Nancy, that's because you do so much for Abate and for the motorcycle community. She's pretty much everywhere. I kind of call her the Mother Teresa of the motorcycle community, and I don't know where we'd be without Nan. So you deserve a flag and much, much more.
Oh, thank you. Okay, and who else do we donate to?
Well, there's a, you know, as I spoke with the senator, we do a lot for the VA, their SCRIP program, the Vietnam Veterans of America, their fuel and food program. Again, we do 911 veterans that do a lot with post-traumatic stress disorder. We do a lot for some of the veterans organizations that have outreach programs, the American Legion over in Hampton Bays. We do the United States Marine Corps veterans in Port Jeff Station. They're actually going to come out that day on the run. They're going to assemble at the foot of the Jordan Herter Bridge. For anyone that doesn't know, Jordan Herter lost his life defending the Marine barracks in Iraq, him and another Marine, Corporal Yale. They stood their ground when this Mercedes truck loaded with over 2,000 pounds of explosives was trying to get past them. They opened up. They blew the truck up. Unfortunately, it took their lives with them. So they named the Sag Harbor Bridge the Lance Corporal Jordan Herter Bridge. And every year, Jordan's mom, Joanne Lyles, is on that bridge to watch us go by. And the Marine Corps veterans of Long Island, they're going to have a color guard to greet us as we go over the bridge. And Joanne Lyles will be there. And again, I can't thank them enough for coming out and the other groups that are coming out. We're going to have a firing detail and another color guard out at Montauk, and that's going to be provided by the Marine Corps League, the Suffolk County chapter. So, you know, there's a lot of great groups that are behind us, great groups that help us. You know, the Elks, where they let us start at their facility. They're gonna have rolls and coffee for us before we take off. They do an awful lot of veterans outreach themselves. So that's another one of the groups that we support. So there's numerous. One of the others is the it's in Yaphank. It's called A Place for Vets. And basically, this is a halfway house for veterans with the serious problems. I mean, some of the guys that are in there, they actually go into the woods. They hear about a homeless vet that's living in the middle of nowhere. They talk them in, and they try to get them into the system where they can get services, get correct housing, get correct medical care. So that they're another group of people that are doing God's work. We're so glad that we can put the funds that we raise from this run to good use with them. And again, everything that we do, we check them out. We actually go to the Suffolk County Director of Veterans Affairs, Tom Ronayne, who's a great supporter of us. We run the list by them. There's a couple of things that we didn't want to do, and he told us, well, wait a minute, you know, you should be doing this, and he gave us good reasons why. So we building homes for heroes. There was they build homes for returning disabled veterans when they're actually helping out one of our members' son. Well, actually, Bill and Cindy Ventura, their son Billy, was in an awful motorcycle accident over a year ago. He was it was a minor accident. He was down on the roadway and somebody ran him over and left. So he's got some severe medical problems, and he needed to have the house reconfigured. And Abate was one of the initial groups that provided the seed money to renovate the house. So it's all going to good causes. So you have to come out. You know, the bottom line is we're trying to raise money, but we're going to try to do it in such an enjoyable way. You'll tell your friends, you'll get them out, and you'll tell them about this year's run, and they'll come out again next year. So please try to come out on June 22nd. Sign up is at the Riverhead Elks from 9 to 11. We're going to have a brief ceremony there, and we hope to be kickstands up by 11:30.
Okay. I just want to thank 94.3 The Shark for having us again this Sunday morning. We really appreciate being able to get motorcycle awareness out and what we do as far as our veterans run and other runs that are going to be coming up in our awareness run. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Mitch Proner of Proner & Proner Law Firm, Rich Rossi of the Specialized Insurance, and Steve Sorensen of Steve's Motorcycle School. I also want to mention a couple of runs that are happening next weekend. June 20th, there's going to be an open house at the Family Jam and MC Clubhouse. That's June 21st. June 21st is also the Bikers for Christ Down Biker Run. That's going to start at the Rushing Wind Biker Church. And June 22nd is our Veterans Appreciation Run. So we hope to see everybody out there. And I have a correction. It's June 20th is the Family Jam and Open House. June 21st is the 247 East event as well. If you can, visit our website, www.longislandabate.org. Again, our Veterans Appreciation Run is on there as a post, and you can go there and make a donation if you can't make our run. And also, please look for motorcycles. We're out there. Thank you.
Well, I might go get me a new tattoo. I'll take my old Harley.